KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin with some good news about California fauna that have been in a long decline. KQED's Dan Brecky reports on a revived salmon run on one Northern California river.
The Mokelumne River is probably not on your list of California's great salmon streams. It flows out of the Sierra and supplies much of the area east of San Francisco Bay with drinking water. And now, thanks to a long effort by the East Bay Municipal Utility District and state and federal agencies, and with a good supply of water thanks to last winter's rains, Chinook salmon appear to be thriving in the Mokelumne. This year's run could be the largest on the river since record-keeping began in 1940. But the bigger picture for California salmon is that they are still in trouble because of dams, water diversions, and the occasional devastating drought. For the California Report, I'm Dan Brecky.
Earlier this month, a high school in the Northern California town of Red Bluff settled a lawsuit over whether it was providing equal opportunity for female athletes. As KQED's Ryan Levy tells us, it's not the only school that could have a problem with gender inequity on the playing field.
Teresa Hill's daughter came home from practice one day and told her she couldn't get into the girls' locker room at Red Bluff High School. There was a boys' game going on, and the school regularly shut down the girls' facilities when the boys played.
That was the day that I'm like, you know, I really need to speak up about this, too. I can't just sit back and let everybody else do it.
Hill joined other parents in suing the school district for violating Title IX, which requires public schools to provide equal athletic opportunities for boys and girls. The parents said boys' sports at the school had better equipment and facilities than girls' sports, and that girls were given fewer opportunities to participate. That should change under the settlement agreed to this month, which will increase the number of girls' sports offered and provide them better facilities and equipment. But the parents and their lawyers hope this also serves as a wake-up call to other schools. Advocates say almost every public school in the state is likely in violation of Title IX in some way. Red Bluff High School did not respond to our request for comment. For the California Report, I'm Ryan Levy.
Allegations of sexual harassment are adding to what many see as a toxic political environment from Washington to Sacramento. In California, the state's Democratic Party Women's Caucus passed a resolution yesterday that looks to change the way these allegations are made. Caucus Chair Christine Pelosi says the resolution specifically calls on the California legislature
to establish an independent investigation, a hotline for victims, transparency in disclosing perpetrators and payouts, and anti-retaliation measures.
Well, at the state Senate, some of those reforms are already in the works. Last week, state Senate President Kevin DeLeon announced that an independent law firm will investigate complaints of harassment and misconduct in the Senate. But as KQED's Scott Schaefer reports, these recent sexual harassment allegations could complicate efforts by DeLeon to unseat Senator Dianne Feinstein.
On a Sunday afternoon 4 weeks ago, Kevin DeLeon released a dramatic videotape declaring he was going to challenge Dianne Feinstein in next year's election.
I'm the youngest child of a single immigrant mother.
The Los Angeles Democrat has been a leading critic of Donald Trump, especially his policies aimed at immigrants. But within 48 hours of DeLeon's announcement, a new story burst onto the front pages.
More than 140 women in state politics, from staffers to lobbyists to elected officials, have signed an open letter calling out what they say is the culture of sexual harassment and assault in the halls of state government.
Now, let's be perfectly clear. Senator DeLeon has not been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior, but the issue threatens to complicate his challenge to a well-known four-term incumbent like Feinstein. UC San Diego political science professor Thad Kauser.
As long as this scandal doesn't personally implicate him, Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon has, in some sense, the perfect bully pulpit to take a strong stance in favor of women's rights if he can seize this moment.
Democratic campaign consultant Mary Hughes has helped many women get elected to office. She says sexual harassment claims, from Hollywood to state and national politics, are contributing to a simmering anger among many women since the election of Donald Trump.
And that has given rise to a fierceness we have rarely seen, and the evidence of it is the numbers of women stepping forward to run for office.
It's in that climate that DeLeon must challenge a female U.S. senator first elected in 1992, the so-called Year of the Woman, after the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. But Hugh says women are also looking for allies, and that could open a door for Senator DeLeon.
They're looking for people in positions of power to step step up and make things right, and he has that opportunity.
DeLeon has said there should be zero tolerance for sexual harassment, and he's taking steps to have allegations of sexual harassment in the Senate handled by an independent outside firm. But there are also problems of optics. Until recently, DeLeon shared a Sacramento apartment with another state senator who was accused of sexual harassment. DeLeon has since moved out. His campaign declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a recorded response to questions, consultant Courtney Pugh tried to shift the focus back to Feinstein by criticizing the U.S. Senate for only recently addressing longstanding sexual harassment in Washington.
It's just decades too late. And this is the same Washington, D.C., full of institutional defenders of the status quo.
It's debatable whether DeLeon can convince voters he would be a better advocate for women than Feinstein, one of just 21 women in the U.S. Senate. In the meantime, women will be watching closely to see how DeLeon deals with the harassment issue as leader of the state Senate. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org. And Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness.
Convicted murderer Charles Manson has died. He was 83 years old. Manson was a cult leader. He and his followers tried to start a race war in 1969 by killing notable Angelenos, including actress Sharon Tate, who was 8 months pregnant at the time. Manson died at a hospital in Kern County. And this has been the California Report for Monday, November 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda.